You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. Former Wall Street executive Bruce Lisman formally launched his Republican campaign for Vermont governor this morning, and he wasn't too shy about criticizing current Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin. Lisman says the fact that he's not a politician makes him the right man for the job. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Bruce Lisman says Vermont is on the wrong track.
People know that the Shumlin administration and those who aided them and those who have stood by in silence are the ones who are at fault for this mess. The people know everything. We know if we continue to elect the usual people, we'll be lucky to get the usual results.
And according to Lisman's standards, the usual results are pretty bad. Here's what he had to say about education funding.
School costs have risen uncontrollably, drive property taxes to unbearably high levels, and affordability a distant dream.
And here's his take on renewable energy.
The invasion of large wind and solar projects into our communities has raised important issues that literally have changed how we think about renewables.
And here's what Lisman said about the state budget.
Really, the last 5 years have been a disaster in terms of budget management.
But Lisman didn't provide examples of any of the state spending he would cut. And he advocated for increased funding for some of the addiction treatment and prevention programs that Shumlin's administration has worked with to address opiate issues in the state. By Lisman's telling, the candidates with the biggest political liabilities are the ones who already serve in elected office. While he only named Shumlin, it was clear Lisman's outsider approach is also designed to show a contrast in the GOP primary against Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott.
It's not merely that politicians are bad or something. It's that I think we need a different perspective on things, and I think I bring those skills and talents.
At his kickoff Monday, Lisman took particular aim at large renewable energy developments. He says some projects have been forced on communities that didn't have enough say in the regulatory process.
And we need to be honest about what impact large projects will have both on climate change, but on also our own environment. And that's why we need a 2-year moratorium on all new industrial renewable projects now.
Lisman was an executive with the Global Equities Division of Bear Stearns and J.P. Morgan until his retirement in 2009. He didn't downplay his career at his kickoff, but he said it would be a mistake to link his work with the 2008 global recession.
Neither I nor the businesses that I ran had anything to do with any of the financial problems you read about in the press.
Whether his outsider status really is an asset will be decided by voters next year. On the Democratic side, every candidate who has announced a run for governor has been in the legislature, and Transportation Secretary Sue Minter had to leave her job in the Shumlin administration when she announced her candidacy. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.